Following the non-availability of fuel in the country, Radio Ghana has been finding out the impact it is having on both fuel stations and drivers as a whole. Management of most fuel stations Radio Ghana visited indicated that their fuel got finished yesterday. It was observed that vehicles had parked off while others kept moving from one fuel station to another. Nanamo Marie and Christiana Vanderpoy have filed this report.
When Radio Ghana got to the Fraga Oil Filling Station Circle Branch, the manager, Felix Abuaje, said the station had run out of petrol but had only diesel.
As of yesterday, we had a shortage of super. Right now, we are only selling diesel, so we are selling it at the market price. We have not increased our unit price. Now, diesel, we are selling diesel at 2.68 Ghana cedis. It's like the customers will come and they will go. You just tell them there are no super around. So those who use diesel will be buying the diesel, and those who use super will just go.
At the Gwal filling station Circle Branch, an attendant, Benny Sopoku, said their tankers had tried several times to get fuel from Tema, but they always came back empty.
The fuel shortage started about 3 days ago. We have diesel, we don't have petrol. It's not that we don't have super. And it's not easy. The tankers went yesterday, they didn't get some, so they came back empty.
The story was the same at the Sahara Oil Filling Station, Ring Road Central Branch, and the Total Filling Station near the Kanda overhead. Some drivers expressed worry over challenges they are facing as a result of the fuel shortage.
We travel all over the stations. I've been to about even 15 filling stations now, and all of them said there's no fuel. So it's making our movement, going to our offices to Tanzania, business is very difficult.
As you can see, I'm pushing my motor. My fuel just got finished at the Kanda Highway there. I thought I would get fuel here. But when I moved up to the Total Filling Station here, I realized that there is no fuel. So I'm stranded. I don't know where I'm going to get the fuel for now. Yeah, it's affecting our transaction and then my business too. As you can see, someone is bringing a gallon to purchase a petrol. It's a real hell for us.
Some drivers said if they do not get fuel to buy by tomorrow, they would have no choice but to park their vehicles.
Nanamo Marie and Christiana Vanderpoy filed that report. We now go over to our regional correspondents on update. First, to the northern region, where we have Saka Mohammed standing by. Good afternoon to you, Saka. And so we have our Upper East regional correspondent. Hello, Lambert.
Hello.
Yes. Dangman Felix Lambert, can you hear me? Good afternoon.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, what is your situation in Bolgatanga and its environs with regard to the fuel shortage?
Oh, yeah, well, in the Upper East region, we have about 11 fuel stations here. And I can confirm that we have only two stations that are giving us fuel, that is having fuel, that is petrol. Those two stations are just on the Tamale Bolga convoy. You see a whole lot of people, motorbikes, what we call tricycles, which is being termed as motorcades, cars, heading towards the Tamale Road, as if everybody's moving out of town. But it is just to go out there and go and get that important commodity that is actually not in the system as at now. So that is the situation. And then when you come around town, that's the busy areas, you find out that life there is a bit dull. It's very slow, simply because we don't see a lot of movement as we normally observe or witness each day. One cannot confirm whether it's as a result of the fuel or as a result of the Ghana match, which is coming up around 4 o'clock. But I can still confirm that movement in town is very, very slow. And we don't have... As I'm talking to you now, I'm just heading towards Navrongo municipality to substantiate the situation on the ground over there. But again, we actually started recording shortage of fuel yesterday around 11 o'clock. That is when we started recording the shortage of fuel. And one important thing that I've also observed is that the places that I visited, the fuel stations that I visited, you go there and they tell you that there's no fuel, but you spot one or two people that are being served with fuel. So you now ask yourself, what is happening? Is it that they are hauling the fuel, or we truly don't have the commodity in town? Something we are yet to investigate.
All right, thank you very much, Upper East Regional Correspondent Dagmar Felix Lambert.
Well, still on other stories, the chiefs and people of the Nasia community have appealed to government to upgrade and extend electricity to all parts of the community. Out of 426 houses in the community, only 85 are connected to the national grid. The chief of Nasia, Dan Abdullahi Muzarana, made the appeal at a media briefing in Nasia. The assemblyman for the area, Salifu Alassan Adam, said the community has a single-phase transformer which cannot be used for small-scale industries, including the operation of corn mills, shea butter processing plants, and other light industrial equipment. There are only three-phase transformers in the Nasia town, which are meant for the small town water system and the Nasia irrigation facility. Only one out of the three-phase transformers meant for the small town water system is in use. A women's group in the community which is into shea butter processing said due to the lack of electricity in the area, equipment donated to the group by TechnoServe cannot be operated. Members are therefore appealing to the government through the Northern Regional Minister to come to their aid.
And still on the fuel situation, we have on the line our Western Regional Correspondent, Mary Aziz Tunde. Good afternoon to you, Mary.
Good afternoon.
What can you report from the port and oil city?
Oil city.
Yes.
Well, the situation is not that bad because the shortage started, I think, just this morning. Most of the fuel stations I visited claimed they ran out of fuel just this morning. But Zipa, they say, is available. Diesel is available. So it's just super, which sells at 273 pesos, which is not available. But V-Power and diesel, they have.
And Mary, what about the other products like kerosene and LPG?
Kerosene is available. LPG is available. So it's just super, which is, I think the price is down, which is not available.
And that
is what most of the taxi drivers, and that is what most motorists buy. So it's like, it's a little bit of a problem.
And so what impact is it having on motorists, especially commercial drivers and private?
Yes, commercial drivers, they are already feeling it because they have to buy super, not V-Power. And they are moving around all the petrol stations just to get super.
And in your interaction with the managers of these filling stations, what seems to be the problem?
They have already ordered for super, but it's not seen yet.
And did they tell you what is accounting for this delay?
Well, one actually said he doesn't know whether it's the boat problem that is affecting this, but he actually doesn't know. He actually doesn't.
Our correspondent, I want to thank you very much for that update on the fuel shortage around the country.